Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a miracle-filled life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Breakthrough Miracle Radio, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and move from stuck to unstoppable. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to birth your biggest dreams. Here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Roel, and you're listening to Breakthrough Miracle Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. And today, we're going to have an amazing guest. We're going to talk about stop complaining or I stop bitching. We have Christine Levicki. So you're in for a great hour. And this show is all about soul. It's about your soul, how you can listen to your soul, how you can unleash your brilliance, and how you can go after your biggest dreams. And Christine is going to show us a really powerful tool. I'm so thrilled to have her back. Way back when we had Christine and everybody loved her. So I'm bringing her back to you. Let me tell you a little bit about Christine. She is Christine Levicki. She is the author of J'arrête de râler. That means I stop complaining, if I pronounce it well. And it's a French bestseller and more than 100,000 copies sold. And they're already translated in Spanish, in Italian, and Japanese, and soon in Chinese. And her book was ranked number 2 after The Secret in the self-help section for many months in France. Christine is also an inspired speaker, blogger, and a nomad entrepreneur. And she has clients in the US, in Canada, in Europe. And she's also a wife and the mother of 3 beautiful children. And she lives in Los Angeles. Her work has received many accolades from the media, her clients and her peers, and she has also been featured on the first page of Yahoo France and the Huffington Post, as well as on lots of magazines, including Le Figaro, Elle, Marie Claire in France. And she's also appeared several times on national TV and radio shows. Christine, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I love it. I stopped complaining. When did you stop complaining?
I decided to stop complaining. It was early 2010. What happened is that it's pretty interesting because I'm a coach and I was coaching my clients and I was listening to them complaining during the coaching session, and I realized that it was kind of a waste of our time because, you know, we all know that when we complain, we're not really moving forward. We're kind of stuck when we complain. And so I was looking at them and I was kind of maybe feeling that I was better than them and I had to help them stop complaining. But then one night, I'm a mom of 3 girls, and one night I was putting them to bed, and you know how they wake you up, and they want another hug, they want a glass of water, they forgot to do their homework, they have so many requests, when you're ready to check out and you're ready to have them sleep and you can have a little bit of time for yourself. And I remember one night, I after all of this, I literally crossed the hallway and crashed into my bed, and I thought to myself, oh my God, that was a terrible day. And then the second after, I was like, oh, but you have a problem, Christine, because that day that you just had, nothing wrong happened. Nothing bad happened, really. You know, nobody's sick, no accident, no even major, computer crash or anything, just a regular day of my life. And I realized that I was going to have many of those days. And that's when I realized, I was like, oh my God, I kept complaining. I was resisting everything from the moment my kids woke up to the moment they were to bed. I was resisting everything that was coming at me regarding my home and my life as a mom. So I was not complaining at work because I love coaching is my purpose. I love what I do. I always wake up on Monday very happy to go to work. I love my work. So I couldn't see that I was a complainer when I was in my work, and I thought my clients were the complainers. And so I had that realization that I was complaining as a mom. That, you know, I think we all have areas that trigger us more than others. Some people complain more at work. Some people complain more in their relationship with their husband or partner. Some people complain more about their kids. I don't complain much about my husband. I mean, it's not a place where I complain a lot. I'm not triggered that much. It really depends for everyone. But anyway, I realized that I was complaining, and I'm the type of coach where I need to walk the talk, and I knew that I could not continue to help my clients stop complaining if I was not stopping myself. I had to be the change that I wanted to see in other people. And I had heard about a 21-day challenge. I knew that that complaining was a habit. And I knew that my good intention, you know, in that evening I was in my bed laying down, you know, realizing, having my ha-ha moments that I had to stop complaining. Mm-hmm. But I knew that that was not enough. I knew that this good intention was not enough, because I knew that the next day, the speed of my life, everything that I had to do was going to take over me, and I was going to forget the potential that I saw in me, you know, the night before, and with the flow of life. So I realized that I had to engage myself in something that would keep me on track and create some accountability for myself. And so I decided to take a 21-day challenge to stop complaining. Mm. And what happened is that on top of this, I decided to open up a blog and to post a video every day to share my journey, because I really came from a point where I knew that no matter what, I was going to learn something, whether I complained that day or not. But I knew there was a blessing in the day and something to learn from the day, no matter if it was a fail or a success. So I decided to do a video and to post a video every day to share my journey. And those videos were all in French, so I'm so sorry for the listeners.
Yes.
unless they speak French, they won't be able to follow that. But for the story, the blog went viral, and I had thousands of people watching the videos, and that's how I got a book deal, and we wrote the book. I mean, I wrote the book. So that's the story in short.
It's such a crazy story, but everybody I'm sure who's listening is want to know, like, how did that go, Christine? I mean, we decide, right? We all have our goals, and then we're like, okay, I'm really going to stick to it. And then, you know, day one, day two, we do well. And day three, usually we fall in the trap and we go back to our old behavior. How was that for you?
Okay, so for me, what really helped me, different things really, really helped me. One is that it was a 21-day challenge, so I had to kind of keep track of what I was doing. And I put a bracelet on my wrist. And every time I was complaining, I was shifting the bracelet from one side to the other side.
Yeah.
And that's not something that I've invented. You know, I took a challenge that was existing, but I decided to do it. And so the fact, every time I was seeing my bracelet, it reminded me of my intention, and it reminded me of the engagement that I took with myself.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of what I saw that was possible about me and about my life. So that's one thing that was really helping. And the shifting every time I complained really helped. You know, shifting side of my wrist really helped me encore that it was a journey, and that I was making progress, or that I was not making progress, but really helped me keep this at the forefront of my everyday life. So that's one thing. And then really, also the blog really helped me, because I was sharing my journey. And I think I really invite people who want to do that to, I mean, they don't have to open up a blog, they don't have to do video, but at least to tell a few people around them, you know, and ask for support, maybe to do this with a buddy where you get to talk every day and share your journey, or just write in a journal, but have that commitment to, at the end of the day, to kind of reflect on what happened and to find the golden nuggets, because what's happening is that if it's a success, then you can realize, what did I learn today? What did I do differently? Because if it's a success, you want to repeat it, right? Because it means your life is getting better. And if it's a fail, you want to be like, okay, what am I learning about myself? What am I learning? What is it that I need to change, either about myself or either about just my house? What is it that I can do to change it so that I don't fall into the same trap tomorrow. It's Einstein that was saying, you know, if the insanity is when you do the same and you expect a different result. So that's literally what led me in, what was a big help in this challenge is when you wake up in the morning and you still have the messy house. I mean, you can't expect that just because you decided to stop complaining, everything is going to align and everybody's going to behave and the house is going to be clean and there will be no more socks on the ground. You know, you can't expect that. So when you wake up in the morning and you decide, okay, I'm going to stop complaining. To me, the first thing that came to me, it was like, okay, I'm going to have to change some things because if I keep my life the way it is right now, I there is no way I can contain myself because what is triggering, what triggered me yesterday is still here. First, it was to do that, a cleanup in my life and to remove.
Well, Christine, I see we're almost heading for a break and I would love you to expand on that after the break.
Okay.
So everybody stay tuned. We're listening to Christine Levicki and stop complaining if you want to learn that. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back after the break.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
I invite you to come on into the reading room and pick up a book that you'll love. It's Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. You'll find this book hard to put down as Sandy shares the gripping story of her journey from childhood trauma to the empowered woman she is today. And like so many others, you'll find it to be one of the most inspirational books you've ever read. You'll love that it's filled with practical tools and ideas you can use to bring greater light and joy into your life. Get your copy by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Time was drifting, this rocket got to roll. Hi, everyone. We're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio. We have our special guest, Christine Levicki, who talks about her book, I Stopped Complaining. Christine, how can people connect with you?
Oh, so the best way to connect with me is to, there is the Facebook page, I Stopped Complaining, that you can just search for I Stopped Complaining on Facebook. And there is also the blog, istopcomplaining.com, where they can go. If your listeners can understand or speak French, then I would highly suggest that they go to the French blog, charretderalley.com. But otherwise, yeah, it's the Facebook page I stopped complaining. Also, my personal, I have Christine Lewicki O Coaching Facebook page. That's another way to connect with me.
Thank you so much. Christine, we were talking before the break. Could you expand on you were talking about, you know, very basic good principles about the complaining?
Yes. So what I was saying is that first, if you wake up in the morning and you decide that literally, well, first of all, to stop complaining, I think the first thing to do is to really decide to do it. Because I have lots of readers, you know, they tell me, oh, I tried and it didn't work. And I think it's because you first need to really anchor the decision, and you really need to be curious and engaged in the idea that you want to discover how your life is going to be without complaining. And you really need to connect with that deep desire and kind of understand and feel how much is it costing you to not do it. So that's the very first thing, is to really be engaged and to really ask yourself, do I want to do this challenge because I think it's kind of nice, or do I really want to do this challenge because I can't stand what's happening right now, and I end up being the woman or the man that I don't want to be, and that's not working for me, and I know that if I remove the complaining, it's going to help a lot. So first, it's a big decision, and you really need to think about it. I don't want everybody, all the listeners, to start the challenge tomorrow. Because for some people, it's not a good time. For some people, they don't really want to. And it's just going to not succeed at it. So don't start it if you're not really engaged in it. So that's the first thing I want to make sure people are aware of. And then the next thing, when you wake up in the morning and your house is still messy, you still have a lot of things to do, you still have the flow of emails, your cell phone is still beeping with text messages, you still have the traffic on the road, you still have way too much to do and not enough time. So that doesn't change, and you have to be in charge of making the change. So the first thing is, you wake up in the morning, and the first question to ask you is, how can I remove, how can I clear what's driving me nuts? I think we all have what I call red zones. We all have moments in the day, even routines. We all have routines. We have a way to wake up, the family, and to do breakfast and to get ready to go to work or to go where we have to go in the morning. And many of us, we have routines that don't serve us. We have a way of doing things, a habit of doing things. And every morning we end up, you know, in a red zone where everybody's yelling at each other because it's not working. So the first thing is to ask yourself, how can I change that? Because if I remove that, then it's going to be easier to stop complaining.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to do the same, and now you're like, oh, I need to smile because everything is okay, life is good, I need to be positive. No.
But how can you clear, Christine, if you say, okay, I wake up and you ask yourself, how can I clear the routine that I'm stuck in traffic? You would say then, okay, then I leave earlier or I go later. You mean it in that way?
Well, so the stop, you know, Maya Angelou said, if you can change something, change it. If you can't, then don't complain. You know, and so the idea with traffic is that either you can change something about it. So there is many things you can change about traffic. You can decide to buy a bike. You can go with your bike or with the, you know, other ways of other mean of going to work. You can change your work. I know it's a big change. So many people are like, well, I'm not going to change my work, but you know, that's a possibility. If really it's driving you nuts, if you cannot stand having 2 hours of traffic every day, then maybe you can look at other options. And so many people are going to tell me, well, I cannot change the fact that I'm in traffic. So then it's the idea of changing how you perceive traffic and changing how you experience traffic. So one way it could be to upload audiobook, you know, and to listen to something interesting, because now you're stuck in traffic. Instead of being a victim of it, how can you make the best of it? So it could be that, or it could be you get a headset for your phone and everything, and you call your mom that you never call. I know that one day I drove my husband to the airport in Paris, and on the way back, I was stuck in traffic for 2 hours, and I had a lot of work to do that day. And I was like, okay, I mean, me complaining and you know, turning red in my car is not going to change anything. I'm still going to be stuck behind that car, and there is nowhere I can go. I'm here, I'm stuck in traffic, and me, you know, going crazy won't change anything. And that's really when I realized, if I go crazy, I'm really punishing only myself. Nobody cares. You know, my complaining is just going to damage me but nobody cares about me complaining, you know, in traffic. So that's when I remember that my little brother's wedding was coming up. And you know how you always want to do a great speech, but you never have time to do it. And you always do it at the last minute. And then you're not very happy. So I kind of, because complaining wasn't an option, I was able to see that there is other things that I could do to use that time. Yes, I could not work. Yes, I could not do my emails, because even though I was in traffic, I was not going to do emails on my phone. Yes, what I was planning to do that day, I could not do, okay? But there is other thing, if I was not complaining, then I could see that there is other thing that I could do. So I decided to work on the speech, and I could practice, and I could try some songs, and I could, you know, kind of open up to my inspiration. And then I arrived home, and I made a huge leap with this, and I had a great thing to offer to my brother for his wedding. So what I mean is that, really, when we complain, when we're stuck, and when we cannot change a situation, complaining about it is really not going to change much. It's just, we're just going to punish ourselves. And if we choose to not complain in that moment, then we can open up to what's possible in that moment. What we thought we wanted to do is not possible, but other things are possible in that moment.
Exactly. What is the other one? I think you have two more.
Well, I have lots of I have lots of lessons from this. Another lesson that I have is that many times we stop complaining because we are very irritated. It's like, you know, in life, if you've been taking care of others and being busy and always running after time and always not having enough time for yourself, then you kind of end up being very dry and you're feeling that you're a victim of your life and you're not taking care of yourself. It's a little bit like when you have dry skin. If you don't take care of your skin, then your skin gets dry. And then when your skin is dry, everything is irritating. If you put perfume, you get a rash. Everything is irritating on your skin. And I find that in life, it's the same. Many times we complain because we're not nourished. We're not hydrated. I mean, it's an image. But what I mean is that if I realized that if I wanted to stop complaining, I had to take care of myself, and I had to give myself permission to do something that, you know, to allow some time during the week to do stuff that I really enjoy, to actually go to my dance class, even though really I had no time to go to my dance class. Really, I had so many stuff that were very urgent. I had a to-do list that was way too long. I had so many obligations. But then I realized if I don't go to that dance class, I won't have any space for myself, and I'm going to suffer all week. So I really realized that if I wanted to stop complaining, I had to find a way to nourish myself. And once I'm nourished, then the little stuff about life, the socks on the floor, or, you know, the mass, or whatever tantrum that my kid is doing, is not going to affect me that much, because, I mean, as much. It is going to affect me, but not as much, because I'm fulfilled, because I'm nourished, because I took care of myself first. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah? I can totally see that. Yeah.
And another thing is that I really realize is that my words create my reality. I really realize that when I was complaining, I was really bringing that anger. I was, you know, when we complain, what we do, that we point fingers. We point fingers at others and we make them wrong. And don't we love to do that? Don't we love to point fingers and to find out who was wrong and whose fault it is? And do all of that. And so that's what we bring into the conversation. That's what we bring into the relationship that we have. If you look at the day yesterday, what do you remember about yesterday? You remember mainly about all the conversations that you had. What conversation you had with your partner? What conversation you had with your kids? What conversation you had with your sister, with your coworker, with the people at the store, with your friend on the phone? And all of those conversations are a huge part of our days. They are a huge part of our lives. I'm hoping that we also remember the birds singing outside or the feeling of the sun on our skins. But many times we're so busy that the core of what we remember about yesterday is our conversations. And so that's when I realized, wow, if I change the those conversations, if I step away from complaining in those conversations, and if I shift into what I call celebrating, celebrating is what I call gratitude in conversations. If I shift, if I start talking about what's working, if I start working about my goals, if I start working about, talking about my vision, then I'm going to transform my days. I'm going to transform my life just by changing my conversations that I have with all of those people.
That's so true. And, you know, it relates completely to what everybody's always so fascinated about, like, you know, the law of attraction and how can we, you know, manifest what we want. And as you're saying, you know, we are not aware that we complain so much.
Yes. And yes, we're not aware. And I think we're not aware, you know, another big lesson. And I don't know if we have time, if I have enough time to go over everything until the break, but you'll stop me when I need to. But
yeah,
another,
like half a minute, but I would love, it is break time actually. Okay.
Okay. So I'll go over the next one and it's a big one after the break.
Okie dokes. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Lido missed the boat that day. He left the shack. But that was all he missed. And he ain't coming back. Headed to the Stone Bar in a juke joint car. He made a stop.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
And we welcome you back to Breakthrough Miracles Radio with your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hi, everyone. I'm Saskia Roel from Breakthrough Miracle Radio. And today we have our special guest, Christine Lewicki. And she is talking about her book, I Stopped Complaining, I Stopped Bitching. And before the break, we were talking about, you know, how important it is to realize what happens when you stop complaining. And Christine, are you back on?
Yes, I'm back on. Can you hear me?
Oh, great. I was just going to go over, you know, all the great things you were saying. And we were talking before the break about, you know, the importance of we got to watch our words. I mean, we manifest what we're talking about. And you were just saying, you know, if we think about, we wake up and we think about, you know, all the conversations we had the day before. I mean, I'm, you know, just curious if all of us tune in and see, you know, what conversations were really uplifting, where we talk about our goals, our gratitude and all the good stuff. And Christine, can you elaborate more on the importance of our words?
Yes, well, first, and especially, you know, in a home or even in an office, you know that if you come in and you start complaining from the beginning of the day, it's really going to affect everybody around. I mean, all those conversations that we have are creating creating the weather, creating how we're going to experience each other. Because when we're complaining, we're pointing fingers at who's guilty and who's not. And so that's what the weather is going to be. That's the atmosphere we're going to be in all day, and we're going to cultivate that. But if we decided to have conversation where we talk about what matters to us, we talked about what we've learned today, we talked about what we received from the day, we express our gratitude, we say thank you, we literally change the relationship that we have with each other. And it's very, very true with kids. If you remember the conversation you had with your kids yesterday, most of the time the conversation we have with children is clean up your room, get ready, don't be late, what did you learn, do your homework. And it's all about logistic and assignment and discipline. And we really don't have a lot of space in our busy, busy lives to open up different type of conversation. How about we create some space to talk about what they're excited about? Maybe they're excited about skateboarding and they want to show us a video of that guy who's doing the triple jump, you know, and maybe I'm not that interested by skateboarding, but I can connect to my child's passion. And we can, it doesn't have to last forever if I'm not that interested myself, but I can connect to his passion, for example. Or so when complaining is taking over all the conversations, when people are made wrong, we don't want to have those conversations. We're not interested in connecting with each other. It's like we cut that link. We want to be connected. We want to have a strong, loving connection with our children, but when we do, when we complain all day long, we actually cut and we actually build a wall in between us. What I really realize is that we have tons of reasons to complain. Really,
yeah.
And you know, it's not that easy. I mean, honestly, sometimes I wake up and I'm like, wow, I didn't know that life was going to be so demanding. I didn't know that it's not easy. It's true. We have tons of reasons to complain. And when we complain, we're really trying to take care of a need. And the need is real. You know, we need respect. We need order. We need peace. We need help. We need acknowledgement. We need that we have real needs. And those needs are here. And yes, we need to take care of those needs. Yes, we need to communicate with others and take responsibility for those needs to be met. I completely agree with that. And when you stop complaining, you don't give up on that. You're still working and moving forward to have those need met. But what I realized is that I was using complaining as a strategy to fulfill that need. You know, that's what we do when we complain. We're trying to have that need met, and it's a real need that we need to honor. But we're using a strategy that is complaining. And what I realized is that by using this strategy, I was never going to have my need met. Yes, if I complain about the house being a mess, maybe if I complain loud enough, you know, people are going to come and help me. Or if I complain at work about some, you know, something going wrong, maybe, you know, if I complain loud enough, people are going to come and help me. but it's not sustainable. They're doing it because they're afraid of us. They're doing it because they're afraid of the punishment, or they're afraid of that they're doing out of because they're scared. But it's not sustainable. We're not creating cooperation. We're not creating a real link where people are supporting each other at work or at home. So what I realized is that when I was using complaining to fulfill my need, I was using a strategy that could not work. Because I don't know you, but me, if somebody comes to me and complain, which means that I'm wrong, you know, I'm guilty, and they're the victim of whatever I did or did not do. If somebody comes to me and complain about me, I have only two reactions. And honestly, I'm curious to see if the listeners can find another reaction. But for me, one reaction is that I'm going to try to protect myself, and I'm going to try to not really take it too personal, and I'm going to create a filter between what the person is saying and myself. And maybe in my head, I'm going to have a voice being like, oh, okay, she's upset. It's just going to pass. Just let her, you know, download whatever is going on, but I don't really care. If I can, I'm going to leave the room. You know, if it's possible, I'm just going to walk away, you know, because I don't really want to be guilty and I need to protect myself. So if either I walk away or I create that type of filter in my brain so that I'm checking out, okay? But at no point I'm really connecting with the pain of the other person, because nobody wants to be guilty, so I'm protecting myself. The other strategy that I'm going to have, if it's not this one, I'm going to defend myself, and I'm going to say, that's not true. I don't agree with that. I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight back. And so again, when I'm fighting back, and when the other person is fighting back, if I'm trying to fulfill my need, we're not working at finding a solution. We're fighting. We're upset at each other. And again, it's more of who's right and who's wrong. It's just louder of who's right and who's wrong. So the idea is to really realize, wow, I have those needs that are real. And yes, I need to take care of those needs. And yes, I need to ask for help. And yes, I need to find a way for other people to help me fulfill my need if I cannot do it on my own. It's true. But I'm using a strategy that cannot work. It's like I'm hitting myself on the head every day by using this strategy where people are either going to ignore me or they're going to attack me. But I'm not going to get the result that I want.
Yeah, you know, as it's interesting as you're speaking, you know, to realize where in our lives were we complaining to somebody, and to immediately see that gave certainly the reaction you're describing. And it's just fascinating that we walk through life with strategies that are so absolutely not effective.
Yes. But when you're really aware of that, you know, people ask me after your 21-day challenge, do you find yourself still complaining? And I'm like, no, because I know, it's not I know in my head, I know in myself. that's what 21-day does to you. It really changes your brain, and it allows you to create a new nature. So now I know deep inside me that complaining won't take me anywhere. I know deep inside me that it's a strategy that won't work for me. So why would I use it again?
It's so true. It's the least effective strategy. And I would love to hear, and you know, before the break, we only have 1 minute, but we'll talk about after the break. Christine, what happens when we stop complaining? I mean, you're an example. You've done it. What miracles have transpired?
Well, it's like it feels like you remove a huge cloud that you've been holding on the top of your head. You know, when we complain, it's like we have that dark black cloud over our head, and we're so attached to it that we bring it everywhere we go. That's what we do when we complain. When we remove that complaining, we get to see what we couldn't see before. We get to see possibilities. We get to see treasures. We get to put at the forefront of our lives what is working. We get to access gratitude. We get to access the power of the moment. We get to, I mean, for me, the first miracle that I got is what's
happening in my
home.
I'd love you to talk about that after the break. So we keep everybody on the front of their seats. So everyone, just tune in after the break. You connect with Christine about where you can, you'll talk, we talk about how you can connect to Christine and what miracles Christine experienced after 21-day challenge. Stay tuned.
Interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, Seven Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the seven gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free seven gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Divine Divas radio host Patricia Iris Cairns returns to Baltimore, Maryland, October 19th and 20th to deliver the Afterbirth Experience two-day workshop. Within these 2 days, you'll identify, ignite, and unleash your divine feminine power, passion, and purpose. Reserve your place now. Visit www.patriciairiscairns.com. Go to events to book for this high-level, Christ-conscious work. That's www.patriciairiscairns.com. Events.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio with our special guest, Christine Lewicki. Christine, how can people connect with you?
So the best way to connect with me is to find me on Facebook. I have two pages where people can find me. One is the I Stop Complaining page on Facebook, and the other one is O Coaching Christine Lewicki. And that's also where I have conversations with people. I always post some stuff. I'm there every day. So it's the best way to connect. I also have the blog, istopcomplaining.com. Lately, I haven't been that active on the blog, so I would suggest the Facebook. It's a great way to connect with me.
Thank you, Christine. And for all the listeners, if you want to experience your breakthrough miracle, and whether it's like
writing your book or finding your soulmate or moving to Italy. I'm into big miracles. I coach people to really access that power of their soul and to unleash that, remove their fears. But I have on my website, breakthroughmiracles.com, I have 7 gifts to access your breakthrough miracle. So if you go to breakthroughmiracles.com, you can, you know, get that for free. And also every Monday morning, I do a soul card reading for you to really keep you on track with your soul. Listen to that guidance, because I believe that it ultimately leads you to your highest purpose and destiny. So you can go to breakthroughmiracles.com. So, Christine, we were talking about how important our words are. Actually, we've talked about that. What I really want to know is, what were your biggest miracles when you stopped complaining after the 21-day challenge?
Well, I'm going to say there is 2 huge miracles. One is I realized that I could connect with peace in the middle of my crazy life. I realized that when I point fingers at others and make them wrong, it means that I'm putting myself in the place of the victim. And I realized that I didn't have to do that. I could choose to not be the victim, because nobody wants to be a victim. So, I mean, we like to make people wrong, but it's not really fun to be a victim. So I realized that I was doing this to myself, and I didn't have to be a victim of my life. The other thing that I realized is that when I complain, you know how when we complain, we always take a problem and we make it bigger than it is. We're going to say it's never like this. It's always like this. I ask you 100 times to do this. We make it bigger than it is. So we make the problem bigger than it is. And I realized that when I was not complaining, I didn't have to do that. And I could look at my problems at the size that they really were. And so I had more power to move forward with them and to fix them and to make progress and everything. So I realized that by choosing to not be a victim and by choosing to be impeccable with my words, I could have a life with way more ease and pleasure and joy just by doing this. And that was, to me, that was mind blowing. It's always 2 years after the kids just got back in school, and I'm blown away by how we're having a great time in the morning in the house, and by how it's easy and it's a flow and we're connecting with each other. And trust me, that was not like that 2 years ago. And that's really a miracle. I realized that my oldest daughter, she's my oldest, and I have 2 younger ones. And when I was looking at her 2 years ago, I remember clearly one day I said, oh, Anna, so her name is Anna. I was like, Anna, she's not really connecting. She doesn't really like hugs, and she's not really coming to me that often for me to hug her or connect with her physically and, you know, rub her back. And I was like, oh, that's not really the way she wants me to express love to her. And in a way, I was kind of like, I don't know. I don't know what she needs. I don't know what she wants. I was kind of, I don't know. My second one, she loves to she loves to hug me. She's going to come in bed in the morning and snuggle, and she's getting all that she needs as far as that. But my first one was like, I don't know what she needs. I'm not sure. Until I stopped complaining. Because when I stopped complaining, I became available in the moment. In the past, it was always like, I don't have time, I'm busy, do this, do that, I'm tired, I want to take my shower, come on, we're going to be late, quick, you know, and I was in a rush. And because my oldest one was my oldest one, she was trying to protect mommy. She was trying to step away so that I could move faster with everything that I had to do. So she was not getting in my way. She was stepping away. But when I stopped complaining, that's when I realized that my oldest, she would come in the kitchen and kind of grab me and hug me. She would ask me, I remember one night I went to kiss her goodbye, and she said, Mommy, can you stay in my room and rub my back? And I was wow. She never asked me that. She's 11. She was 11. She was 10 at that time. She never in 10 years asked me to rub her back at night. Now that I stopped complaining, she knows that I'm available. She knows that she doesn't have to step away to let me run through the day. She knows that she can stop me and ask for what she needs. And I was crying. I mean, I was crying. First, I was crying because in a way it was sad, but in a way I was so grateful that now it was something that was possible between us, because now she knew that I was available for that. So that's that peace that we got in the family is the first miracle. The second miracle is that when you stop complaining, you see what's possible. You see the blue sky. Yeah. You see that you can do so much, because you see your problem for what they are and not for bigger than what they are. And you get to take responsibility for your life. It feels very good to take responsibilities. When you look at those red zones in your life and you're able to remove them, you're like, wow, I can get a handle on my life. I can do something with my life. I can shape my life the way I want. And so you start with your everyday life, and then you get to go for your dream. You get to go for what you really want. And now it becomes possible because you removed that gray cloud that was kind of, you know, blocking the view of what you wanted to do.
What do you say to yourself, Christine, when you do complain or when something comes up? Say, I don't know, somebody throws paint on your car suddenly and you see the car, you know, you're like, ooh, how does that work then?
Well, now I get to really feel the emotion and to really feel like, oh, wow, I'm upset right now. But I know that by making someone wrong and by making it bigger, or, you know I'm really punishing myself. I know that in the end, I'm the one who's suffering the most from my complaining,
so
from my own complaining.
You go, you're like, okay, I'm really upset. Somebody threw this bucket of white paint over my black car. So I'm upset. And then...
Yeah, complaining, people think that complaining is when you point fingers at others, but it doesn't mean that you have to ignore your emotion. It doesn't mean that you have to be positive all the time. You can say, wow, I'm really upset right now. This is not working for me. Wow, I hate that. You can really be like, oh, and you can really have that moment where you're upset. But yeah. Complaining, what is complaining? Complaining is when you position yourself as a victim. So you, the other one are guilty and you're a victim. And complaining is when you make the problem bigger than what it is.
Right, right. No, it's totally true. And I see that I'm not going to complain that we don't have time to hear more about you. Because we had a fantastic show. But I just want to say, Christine, I see we're moving to the end of the show. We are wrapping up now. Say one more time how people can connect to you.
So they can connect with me on my Facebook page, I Stop Complaining, and also on my other professional Facebook page, Christine Lewicki, O Coaching, the letter O, COACHING, O Coaching, Christine Lewicki. And I'll be happy to continue this conversation over there.
I loved it, Christine. I'm sure everybody else loved our conversation. And I want to thank you so much for being here, taking the time to be here with us and talk about I Stopped Complaining. I can't wait till your book is in English so we can all read it. But I will keep everybody posted about that. Next week, we have another great show. And all the listeners, have a fantastic day. This was Saskia from BreakthroughMiracles.com.
You've been listening to Breakthrough Miracles, where you move from stuck to unstoppable. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover what happens when you live a miracle-filled life. Begin a journey to a life with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, listen to your soul, and give birth to your biggest dreams. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle, or to schedule your soul coaching session with Saskia. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to TheDrPatShow.com or like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow to get updates about everything we're doing.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.